This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is on the other side of the glass, taking fabulous care of us, which is his way, so we appreciate that. On the news line with us now, Shannon Berkey is here, the Lewisburg Borough Community Development Grant Manager. We've been talking to her about the work that's going to take place this year in Hufnagel Park and the gazebo restoration, or I guess reconstruction is the right word. And Code Red is part of this, and the siren system. She's helping to oversee that. So, Shannon, thank you so much for calling in. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. I just think it's time for an update. You had a meeting related to some of these activities and this work in February. How did that meeting go? Give us a look-see at what happened in February.
Sure. So now we're moving full steam ahead. We have kicked off the Code Red, which is the emergency notification system to get information out in times of emergency or in just, you know, regular information that might be important to the Lewisburg Borough residents. We are having people sign up as we speak. There are several ways that you can do that very easily. You can, on your mobile device, text Lewisburg PA to 99411, and you will immediately get a link to start that process and get yourself signed up for Code Red notifications. Or you can visit the Lewisburg Borough website at lewisburgborough.org, and there's a link right there on the homepage that you can just go to, and it will send you right to the form that you can begin the process that way. Or if you're having any kind of issues, you can certainly call into the office at 570-523-3614 and hit my extension, which is 314, and I can help you out with that process and walk you through that.
All right, well, tell us, what is Code Red?
So Code Red is going to give the borough the ability to send out notifications to everyone that is signed up to provide them up-to-date event information, or also the most important is to give you emergency notifications to let you know if streets are closed, if you're going to start to be inconvenienced by flooding situations. And also, it's tied right into the emergency weather notification system that you will receive those all as in a moment's notice.
All right, so that's via text system, and this is now underway. Do you have to be a Lewisburg resident to sign up? Could I sign up?
You certainly could sign up. The system is address specific, so it's going to be notifying you per your address, and those addresses inside Lewisburg Borough is what we're most concerned with.
I got you. Okay. And let's see. Tell us more about the siren system.
Sure. So the siren system goes hand in hand with the emergency notifications. We are getting ready to install at the end of this month, or hopefully beginning of April, to install sirens that will actually have the ability to project and talk to the residents through the loudspeakers. They'll be located in four different convenient locations throughout the borough so that the whole radius is covered whenever those announcements and sirens would sound.
What kind of announcements will we hear there? Will it only be emergency?
I would say with the siren system, we would be concentrating more on emergency notifications for sure.
Okay, so for example, the text messages might be used to tell us that the parade is starting or something along that line, but the siren system will just be, this is an emergency. Can you talk back to the siren system, any sort of communication associated with that?
I don't believe so, but we certainly, with the Code Red, and just to let you know, it's not just text. You can also receive landline phone calls, and you also can sign up email addresses to receive emails as well.
Okay, so Code Red is more comprehensive, not just text messages, but emails and landline phone call notifications that are part of Code Red. Okay, so Code Red is underway. Just give me your reaction to, you went through some of the testing in the borough. Just explain how you think this is going to help Lewisburg in their communication.
Yeah, so far the feedback that I've received from people that have signed up, it has gone well. There's, you know, it's pretty smooth process, not really any issue. We do encourage people to sign up with an account. That will allow you to have a username and password, just like with everything else these days. And then you have the ability to go back in and make any types of changes if you would want to. You could add additional cell phone or email addresses, or you, if you receive too many notifications, you can choose to just receive the emergency notifications as opposed to just the general notifications. Then you can also, you know, opt out or opt in later on at any point in time. And I believe that, you know, the testing has gone well. I've gotten good feedback from everybody who's been reached via the test that we've been having. And it also gives you the ability to have them respond to you if that's how you set up this, the notification that goes out. You can have them respond yes or no, or you can have them respond by giving you additional information that would give you instructions when you send out that message.
Fantastic. Are you hearing back from people that this is pretty exciting?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, we want to, you know, be able to reach people at a moment's notice, and I think it's really going to be, you know, influential in how we can communicate and get information out there to people.
All right, so if you live in Lewisburg, go to the lewisburgborough.org, and there's a link there. You can also text to the number 99411, and then the word Lewisburg, PA would be the first word you would send in.
Yes, that's correct.
And that would be that. Okay, fabulous. And you'd be ready to provide your address in Lewisburg. It's primarily for Lewisburg residents. Does it also assist individuals in East Buffalo Township?
Not so much. It's mostly just the Lewisburg Borough residents.
Okay, so not the township yet. All right, and correct. You'll get weather and flooding information and other community information there. The siren system in place. Have you tested the sirens yet? Are you that far along?
We are not. The sirens are not installed yet, but we're looking to have that happen fairly soon.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. LewisburgBorough.org, a good place to go, or text to 99411, the word Lewisburg, PA, probably all smushed together, and then you get signed up for Code Red in Lewisburg. Got a big project going in Hoofnagle Park. Just really quick glance at what that project is, and probably bids are going out shortly if they haven't already.
Yep, so the advertisement for bid was in the newspaper last Friday. We're soliciting contractors to receive those bid packages from our engineer, which is PennCor. We'll be taking those till the end of this month. And what that project entails is that we are constructing an up-to-date and state-of-the-art performance event space with updated lighting, sound, and seating. We'll also be working on the Bull Run floodplain restoration, and we will be making the entire park ADA accessible and adding in a safe pedestrian pickup and drop-off space off of Market Street.
Any more meetings to talk about this particular project in Lewisburg?
Not as far as the details, but we're going to just see it go through the process as we receive bids and hopefully, you know, receive a good contractor to award that bid to, and then we will kick off construction on May 1st.
All right, so May 1st, we'll look for that. And how will this look during the rest of the Hoofnagle project? For a couple of years, we lost the parking lot and had the fencing up, and the creek was blocked and pumped. Explain what this might look like.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we're asking everyone to, you know, give us their patience while we do this one more phase that will shut down Hoofnagle Park for this construction season and into the end of this year. And, you know, we'll see how grass takes and what things look like for spring of 2024, and hope that to get back up and running and get the concert series back up and running on that new event space, and just, you know, work towards seeing how this can improve what Lewisburg Borough has to offer to people.
There is a music series in the summer. Where will that be this year?
So the Lewisburg Arts Council and the downtown partnership, they will be kicking that concert series over to the Piers Art Park area, which will be across Market Street, kind of situated back in there behind the town tavern.
Fantastic. Okay, yeah, Lewisburg's got the most unique shaded free parking place in the world, and that's over by the piers, if folks are looking for that in the downtown. You mentioned that the creek will be restored, or the creek banks restored, and that's probably part of the floodplain management. We've been talking with Steve for so long. Tell us, what's that going to look like? What's going to happen?
Yeah, so that flood mitigation study report is planned to be presented to council at the April 11th council work session. We'll see what the engineers come up with as far as some suggestions of how Lewisburg Borough can do more flood mitigation and work to keep the residents safe and have things get back to their normal state of affairs after any type of flooding situation happens. What it's going to look like there at Bull Run for this project that's going on should be, you know, similar to what we just had happen south of St. Louis Street, where the creek bed is restored more to its natural state and will allow for flooding to happen without as much damage as could be.
Right. We already know about from the work that's done, the floods are going to be an inch lower, which if that's an inch that went into your basement or an inch that went onto your first floor, that's a big difference. So, and this will allow even more flood mitigation. So, almost, you know, you want to say congratulations on accomplishing these kinds of goals. Shannon, you got an open mic anytime. Please check back in. We'll look back and probably check in with you in about 6 weeks or so and see how some of this is going and talk about more information for the public, and we'll continue to follow this progress. Thank you.
All right. Sounds great. I appreciate that.
Much appreciated. Shannon Berkey is the Lewisburg Borough Community Development Grant Manager. You can get all kinds of information and reach her at lewisburgborough.org or just call the Lewisburg Borough Hall. Text 99411 to sign up for the Code Red emails and text messages. You can also do that from lewisburgborough.org.